Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Come and go with me. Don't let me way beyond the sea. I need you, darling, so come go.
It is time to, you know, whatever. So we're playing a little old rock and roll in The Savage Nation. There's only so much you can worry about in the world. And I'm not talking about taxes, fiscal chasms. I don't really care. You know, he's going to do what he wants anyway. And Boner is going to do what he always does, which is cave in. He caved in when he was born. That's how he became Speaker of the House. You know, just give him a bottle of scotch and a carton of Pell-Mell for Christmas. That's all. I had a good day today. I don't know about you. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I give you the phone number, but let's wait a minute. Relax. I don't need the calls. You know why it was a good day? I got an email late in the day saying that the Washington Post, which is not known for its conservative orientation, the Washington Post listed my book, Train Tracks, as one of the top 12 books of Christmas, which I thought was astonishing. In fact, it's number five. And I said to myself, it's interesting that the very liberal Washington Post has a more open-minded approach than, say, Fox News, which has blacklisted Michael Savage for years. And conservative outlets, which make believe I don't exist, no matter how big I become, I don't exist. A hooker, yes, they'll have on. A terrorist with a mask on, any day. But not Michael Savage. Just because the leprechaun banned me because of his jealousy. And Wallbanger because of his inadequacies. 12 Books of Christmas, Washington Post, I'll read you a paragraph. In Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays, conservative talk show host Michael Savage recalls his childhood growing up in the Bronx, where a house with a dog was a revelation and a homemade pie a thing of wonder. That's nicely put. It's true. It was. He's got the knack for evocative detail, and the series of short vignettes features some indelible images, such as the immigrant father who, insisting that nothing be wasted, forced his son to wear a dead man's trousers. No wonder Savage's favorite possession was a pair of electric blue saddle-stitched pants. But instead of concentrating on memories he made with his family, Savage's modern-day pieces in Train Tracks consist of screeds about how bad public education is for boys and how difficult it is to flaunt one's wealth. Well, yeah. Is that a screed to talk about how bad public education is for boys? We all know boys are picked on in school today. Don't call me. Killer's basement, it turns out he was exactly what I said. Satanist, Satan worshiper. Thank you, ACLU. When Obama had his conversation about guns, he should have said the ACLU needs to be looked at seriously for having taken God out of the classroom. We're going to look into putting God back in the classroom and crosses back on war memorials, and we're going to look to deport the leadership of the ACLU. Now, that would have been a president who was open-minded. And we're going to end Satanism in our universities. We're going to end Satanism in our military organizations. We're going to throw out the Satanists from the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and the Army. We're not going to let witchcraft and Wiccaism be practiced in the military anymore. We're through. No, wouldn't happen. Killer's basement, his eerie lair of violent video games, and he was a, turns out he was not only playing the violent video games, which I've been talking about since Friday, before the Johnny-come-latelys figured it out, he was a Satanist. Next, I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out he was on medical marijuana. Or we'll hear that he didn't get enough medical marijuana from the marijuana pushers in America. Unbelievable. What satire, huh? Life, you know, it's almost a parody of life itself, what I see going on. So let me begin today's show on the Savage Nation with something pleasant sent to me by my good friend Peter Petroni of the North Beach Restaurant. It's pleasant. It's nice. It's good. It's make you feel good. Are you ready? Oh, by the way, here are the questions for the day. And the phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. What traffic out there? Not like a nightmare. The people are stupefied. They look to me like flies sprayed with rage. They're stunned. I could hardly get to the radio station. It was impossible. They're just sitting there. I don't understand what they're doing. I guess it's the, you know, it's like in New Guinea. They slaughter all the pigs before a certain time of year. This is like the pig slaughter time in our culture, the equivalent. Don't take it literally. How has the shooting, the mass murder in Sandy Hook, affected your life? Because it has. Number two, are you prepping for the end of the world on this Friday? I myself am going to try to buy all of the abandoned leaf blowers. If I get my hands on a million leaf blowers at a discount, I could probably sell them to Walmart at a discount, make another fortune on that one. A professor stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, he wordlessly picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the jar was full. The students said it was full. The professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed it was. The professor then picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. He asked once more if the jar was full. The students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced two beers from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. The students laughed. Now, said the professor, as the laughter subsided, I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things, your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions. And if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first, he continued, there is no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are important to you. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your parents. Visit with grandparents. Take your spouse out to dinner. Play another 18. There will always be time to clean the house and mow the lawn. Take care of the golf balls first. The things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand. One of the students raised their hand and inquired what the beer represented. The professor smiled and said, I'm glad you asked. The beer just shows you that no matter how full your life may seem, there's always room for a couple of beers with a friend. I think it's beautiful. It's that simple. And, of course, it does put things in perspective as far as I am concerned, which is what I try to do on this show in my own way every day on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-400-7282. I don't know what mood I'm in. Truthfully, before I decide which direction I want to go in, I have five different directions I want to go in. On my right side, I have a picture of an icebreaker from Russia, the Russian Arctica-class nuclear-powered icebreaker, and it's called the 50 Years of Victory Icebreaker. What a ship. And it's in an article calling trading pirates for icebreakers, where it says the melting of the polar ice cap could bring significant savings for international shipping firms, which might result in better prices for consumers. And they actually show that it's faster to go through the Arctic route with an icebreaker preceding the commercial ships than through the Suez Canal and face the pirates. I don't know if I want to talk about that. In my other hand, I have a catalog of antique guns from a gun dealer I just got them from, because I bought some antique guns before the massacre. I don't intend to send them to a CNN to break down into plowshares for me. But I was looking through the catalog of rare guns, and I noticed that in the back of the catalog of guns, there are four or five pages of collections of arrowheads and spear tips in boxes. And I don't know if Mr. Biden's Commission on Gun Violence will include a subsection for a study of the dangers of arrowhead collections, but I'm going to be remaining very curious as to see which way this goes. I'm certain they can get somebody from England on the television to tell us that arrowhead collections should be turned into the government as well, because some mass murderer may pick up an arrowhead collection, and God knows what they might do inside their own crazy head with these arrowheads. And then you look through the catalog of guns. You can't believe how expensive these things are. Don't tell the gun nuts about this. Winchesters for $85,000. I never saw anything like this. Rare Winchester Model 77 777 bolt action rifle made in Japan in 1979. There are tremendous collections of guns out there. Unique Winchester Model 92 pistol grip Deluxe rifle, $22,500. So if you look through these catalogs of antique firearms and antique arrowheads, you know what you come up with, what conclusion you come up with? America is a unique country. We are not England, and broadcasters from Britain should go back where they came from. They know nothing about the Second Amendment, let alone the First Amendment. I don't think you know that the same fools who are telling us tonight that we should give our guns up have no First Amendment in the country that they came from, which is why they're here to shoot their mouths off about something they know nothing about. Okay, you want to call the show? We got you warmed up. I gave you three or four ideas. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Don't forget the opening. The book that I wrote, which has been very slow in selling, by the way, and I'll admit it to you. The reason that my book, Train Tracks, is selling slowly is because it's a work of art. My other books are excellent. They're nonfiction, and they were targeted on politics, and there's an audience for that. But you ask anyone who makes a movie. Some movies are made because they're works of passion, works of art. And they certainly don't have the box office of a big blockbuster, you know, movie of violence, for example, or murder. Well, Train Tracks, which is a work of art and one from the heart, was moving along, you know, at a reasonable pace, not particularly selling greatly. And I said, all right, well, that's the price of art. And then all of a sudden, I get this email today that the Washington Post listed it as one of the 12 books of Christmas. And I was surprised by that and interested and saying, again, to use the word, that ironic that a liberal newspaper has a more open-minded approach to my writings than some of these very, very limited, monodimensional, single-track, eight-track minds on Fox News. It's like watching an eight-track tape with some of these people. Or on radio, they're like listening to eight-tracks. All I hear is Reagan taxes, Reagan taxes, taxes, Reagan taxes, taxes, Reagan, Reagan taxes, 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 Reagan taxes. It's like an 8-track. Can't they break the 8-track out and go get something new for their car? I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Here's about traffic. Westbound 580 Keller, car flipped over three or four times. It's rested in the left lane right now. Traffic is backed up into San Leandro towards 150th. Eastbound, slow and go, pretty much out of the MacArthur Maze. Eastbound 80, that's going to be slow from the Maze to Pinole Valley Road. Southbound 880, heavy through downtown Oakland down to 98th Avenue. Northbound 680, El Costa, had an accident blocking the number 2 lane. Traffic backed up before Highway 580. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
The gifts for all the guys on your list are at Joseph A. Bank now. Through Thursday, they're all buy one, get two free. Mix and match all sweaters, shirts, ties, suits, sport coats, outerwear, and more. Everything at Joseph A. Bank is buy just one at regular price and get two more of equal or lesser value free. If you still have stockings to fill, let Joseph A. Bank fill them in style with Joseph A. Bank quality menswear. Just in time for the holidays. Everything in the store is now buy one, get two free. Through Thursday, with most stores open at 6 a.m. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Shoes, gift cards, rentals, and works collection not included.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hi, I'm Tony London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-378-2281. 800-378-2281.
Free extra.
Want to save more green? Then look for the red tag and save big during Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale. Save up to 50% on clearance and closeout mattress sets. Save up to $400 on a Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Even save hundreds on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. The red tag means you save more green. Don't miss Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale.
Mattress Discounters.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
To the sea, the sea of love.
Sometimes capture a mood, right? Like radio shows capture the mood of the nation. Some couldn't capture a rainbow if it was put in their hand. I'm getting used to the time slot. I mean, it was quite an adjustment. You know, I used to be on earlier for 18 years. Now I shifted time slots, changed stations, and it's been quite a challenge to put it in modern American vernacular. If you're in my living room, I'd put it another way. I have to be very, very American positive in the way I state things nationally on a radio show. Everyone says it's been quite a challenge. That's how you're supposed to put it. Believe me. But right now, I'm starting to get into the groove of the time. I actually like it, and I didn't know what to do with myself all day long. You know how long it is until I start at this time? I didn't know what I was going to buy, a bar, a restaurant. I was going to buy an orphanage, build an orphanage, an animal rescue home. I was going to get an elephant rescue facility in Kenya. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was going to buy a dude ranch. I was going to become a dude. I didn't know what. I was going to get a marijuana recovery center. I was going to go to a... No, I didn't know what to do all day long. It was so long. I get up at dawn. I can't sleep later. And the show only starts 13 hours later. You know, it's easy to get up 13 hours before you go to work. But you want to hear something odd? It's the day takes care of itself now. Before I know it, I'm taking my power nap with the dog, eating a date, having a cup of tea, and here I am. I'm loving this hour. I love it. I wake up to this. It was very nice. You know, the other day I was talking about how I had to climb a rope yesterday in high school, how boys were challenged in front of other boys, and if you couldn't make it, you were, like, ridiculed, and it made you stronger. They call that bullying today, so everybody should fall to the lowest common denominator. Everyone should become a wimp and a freak, so we become a nation of imbeciles who can't do anything. So we had ropes in the gym that you had to climb, like in the military. And it was very hard, and I was a little afraid of heights. I could do it, but as I got near the ceiling, I actually was afraid to touch the ceiling, but I did it for fear they would call me names. Then, of course, it was a relief to come down the rope and this and that. But I was thinking about something else, how things have changed. I remember the geometry class, and I talk about it in Train Tracks. We had a teacher who was missing fingers on his right hand. I think his name was Mr. Woodhouse. And the rumor was that he lost his fingers in an IRA bomb. You know, he planted a bomb. Who knows if it was true, but it rumored. Everyone was afraid of him. He was a tough Irishman, like made of, you know, one of those guys made of oak. But a great geometry teacher and the old school, tough guy. We loved him to death because he was tough, and boys love tough teachers. I didn't say mean. I didn't say histrionic. I didn't say crazy. I said tough. There's a huge difference which has been lost in the America of today. Nevertheless, so he would give you the exam, and you'd go home. You'd wonder what you got, like today. But, here's the but. In my day, he'd read your grades out loud in the class, in the geometry class. So it'd be like, Jenny Rubin, you got 100. Jenny, come up here. And it went like that. Now you're sitting and waiting for your, you know what I'm saying, Sam Schultz, 98. Sam, come up. Good job. And he pat him on the back. Now you're waiting. Now he's down into the 85s. And you say, oh, my God, you didn't want to go up there. Now the poor kids who got like 60s, 59s, he didn't spare them for their self-esteem. He didn't say, oh, well, I shouldn't read out their names. He figured they were too stupid or too lazy to study properly, or they didn't belong in the class to begin with. They should have gone taken something else, like millinery, or gone to the High School of Performing Arts and become like Sean Penn. They didn't belong in the class where they had to use their brain for anything. So then when he'd get down to the kids who got like in the 60s, he didn't just let you sit there. He called you out by name. Alan Schmaltz. Alan Schmaltz, 61. The kid would go up there red-faced, and then he would lambast them in front of the class. He would say, now, what got into you? What, are you stupid? How come you didn't study? It was like that. So what did the kid want to do after? He wanted to study more. In other words, he shamed you into studying. That's when America was great. That's when we produced great engineers. That's when we produced a great nation was produced by that. And look what we become today, self-esteem. Every moron is supposed to feel good about himself. Why? What entitles him to feel good? Is it written in the Bill of Rights? Thou shalt feel good even though you're an incompetent failure? Satan worshiper in the basement. They should have committed that nut when he was a year old. It's a savage nation. Don't call me right now.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
What was your cable TV?
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A second suspect has been arrested in the pepper spray attack of a man on a San Francisco muni bus. Police say the two suspects attacked the man from behind with pepper spray and tried to steal his backpack. Morgan has approved a 30-year tax deal to keep Nike happy. The deal promises Nike it will only be taxed on its in-state sales. It paves the way for a big expansion of Nike in Oregon. KSFO traffic, it's ugly out there tonight. Let's start Highway 580 westbound at Keller. Car rolled over several times. Left lane still blocked. Traffic is backed up from about 150th Avenue. Eastbound pretty much slow from Highway 24. Northbound 680, it's slow out of Fremont from Mission Boulevard to Andrade. Then because of an earlier accident at El Costa, it's slow from Stone Ridge. And then finally northbound 680, slow through the San Ramon Valley before El Cerro, before Danville, as you make your way into Walnut Creek. Northbound 101, also slow, Marsh Road, Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowler, KSFO.
The majority of those who died today were children.
We won't pretend we know what you're feeling.
Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
But we invite you to tell us.
This is like a bad dream.
Because silence...
And I just want to wake up.
...can be a lonely place. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We'll get through this. Together.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So what happens to your finances if the fiscal cliff hits on January 1st? I'm Brian Sussman. I'm concerned about it. How about you? One guy who could help with all this is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The Bush tax cuts could vanish. Estate taxes drastically changed. Automatic federal spending. Well, these cuts could affect jobs and services. We could be looking at a fiscal tsunami. The question is, are you and your investments prepared? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci at 800-472-8305.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products. We build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find the location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
If you're currently a high performer in outside sales and not intimidated by a fast-paced environment and high accountability, I'd like to speak with you today. My name is Joe Cariffi, and I'm the General Sales Manager of Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here at Cumulus Media, we are currently looking for top sales talent with the drive and ambition to be among the very best. You'll have the opportunity to represent and sell one of the most respected and recognized radio stations in Northern California, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Top sellers interested in a career in radio advertising sales can contact me directly at 415-995-7080. Call me today. Joe Cariffi at 415-995-7080. Start the new year out right with an exciting career in advertising sales here at Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is a Cumulus radio station and is an equal opportunity employer.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on
the Savage Nation. All you warmists, pay careful attention. I know you thought you had it locked up, and because we're having a mild winter in America, you could sell your warming malarkey. I'm surprised Obama didn't tie in gun control with the need to eliminate butane lighters and give up your gas stove and turn in your car and buy a Volt. Today, it's gone to minus 50 degrees in Siberia. The Russians are freezing to death as the strongest in decades winter has hit. Russians freeze to death as strongest in decades winter hits. Harshest winter in over 70 years. Temperatures plunging as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius. Dozens of people have died and almost 150 have been hospitalized. I think Obama should give an international news conference banning cold weather. And I think that he should have Biden study cold weather and see if he can induce global warming faster in order to make certain that Russian dogs don't die at the rate with which they're dying. Because Russia has not witnessed such a cold spell of this duration since 1938. That's not very good for the Obamaites and the warmists. Across Russia, 45 people have died due to the cold. 266 have been sent to the hospitals. So, I mean, you know, Mother Nature has the last laugh every time. More cold in the capital. I love reading butchered English. It's really a pleasure to read it. What's going to happen over there? It's interesting. The chimneys are going again. The girls can't wear the boots, the UGG boots. From Australia, they're developing their own boots. During winter, look, here's the comments. During the winter, the ban to smoke in public places should be lifted in Russia so smokers could smoke in certain areas without a problem. The other day, it was so cold, I could see my breath. That was written by Flaccid. I blame global warming. Another one wrote, just what is the freezing point of Marxism? Oh, yeah. It is a laughing matter. Michael Savage showed bad taste last night in the Savage Nation, laughing at a cold spell in Russia, making a mockery of the president's anti-gun screed on national television, mocking the president of the United States, who is, as you well know, a sacred figure in American journalism. Killer's Basement is eerie lair of violent video games. Yeah, he was a Satanist. Just exactly what the atheists want for America. More Satanism. Take the cross out of everything and wonder what will happen to the children. Yeah, take the cross away. Unbelievable to me. Basement walls were covered with military and weaponry-themed posters. Why did the mother let him have that? Why did she let him have the video game war, Call of Duty, if he was a nut? If he was a known, withdrawn nut who she was afraid to turn her back on, why did she fill his basement with pictures of weapons, have guns in the house? You know, I'm sorry the woman is dead, but she was an enabler. Now, ever heard of a Munchausen by proxy patient? I'm telling you something here. This child was partly a Munchausen by proxy nut, to put it in generic terms. She was encouraging his behavior to a certain extent by what I have read so far. Again, this is the novelist in me speaking, not the psychiatrist. Because I am a novelist, not a psychiatrist, I have to go to my role as a novelist. The man had pictures in the basement of guns, weapons, this and that. He played violent wartime video games where participants use high-powered assault rifles, machine guns, and other weapons to slaughter people, like Call of Duty, which I played in the Savage Nation yesterday. Okay, so why did she let him have these pictures in the house? Why did she have guns all over the house that were not locked up? So there's something wrong with the entire picture. And we will know some, little by little, it's dribbling out every day a little bit more. I suspect that soon we will find out not only was a Satanist, that he was using marijuana. I wouldn't be surprised, let's put it that way. I don't know, but by all of the pictures I've seen of him, the withdrawn, the paranoid eyes, the dead eyes, he looks like it was either a big pothead or he was on very, very severe doses of antidepressants, or even maybe antipsychotic medications. I don't know what he was on. I don't think we're ever going to be told. They're going to say medical privacy. No, I'm saying we should know what he was on. There's a warning here. Believe me, Frank on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Frank, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. A blank job. That's all. We'll go to the next caller. KSFO, San Francisco. Nick, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Who are you talking to?
I'm having another great moment on the Savage Nation. Nick on KSFO, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Savage?
What's on your mind? What'd you call about, Nick?
I was wanting to tell you, you're spot on about the video games. My nephew came from Miami to see me, see my mother, the whole family.
Right.
He goes, doesn't even say hi to me, runs into the room, plays one of them death games, killing games. You know, they chase the figure down,
yes.
Bang, 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 bang. They shoot them
yes.
up, they feel all good about themselves.
Yes,
comes
yes.
Comes out of the room an hour later and tells me, Uncle Nick, I want to go kill somebody. 10 years
Oh.
My nephew
Nick,
said that to me.
Nick, how old is the nephew, the nut?
Well, he ain't a nut yet, but if he keeps watching them, he's liable to turn into one. 12 years old now.
You better watch out for the assault carving knife at the Christmas table.
No fooling me, you know? I don't believe it.
Well, no, it's not fun. Do you have guns in the house, Nick? Do you have guns in the house? Be careful. You better lock him away. This is no laughing matter. He's showing all the signs of a deranged child.
Possibly, you know, if they play those games, I'm telling you, every kid that plays them games, I says those things are bad. Would you let a kid younger than you play those games? Oh, no, absolutely. Nobody younger than you should play those games. They'll always tell you that.
Yes,
the worst.
Yes.
I'm just a carpenter. I don't understand what...
Well, you do understand. You know more than the psychiatrists do. Nick, let me ask you something. Does he smoke marijuana as well?
He's only 10, 12 years old. I'll slap him.
Oh, he's 12 years old. Well, but it's California. You may be inhibiting his freedoms. Yeah, it may turn out that you're committing child abuse by not providing you with marijuana in California.
And them psychotropic drugs, too, is no good for them kids either. No drugs is good. The best thing is...
Absolutely. 100% right. 100% right. Just mother's milk and applesauce. Nick, I'm sending you something nice for the holidays. I'm sending you train tracks. I think you might enjoy it. Stay on the line. Russians freeze to death, the strongest in decades, winter hits. I was thinking of going to Russia, strangely enough. I wouldn't go. The family's coming home finally from the Caribbean. I've been shivering here with the cold. They were snorkeling. I was getting email pictures for a week of snorkeling in St. Barts, snorkeling in the waters with various and sundry sea creatures. I don't want to be there. I didn't want to go. I don't like snorkeling, number one. There's something about sticking a piece of plastic that size in your mouth. I don't go for the whole the thing in my lungs. I don't know. To each his own. I don't put it down. I don't want to do it. It's not what I like to do. I don't like it. I like the snow. But there's no snow in California because of global swarming. But there's plenty of snow in Russia. There's loads of snow in Moscow, you know. So maybe I can go. I was thinking that would be fun. Or, you know, a fantasy I have for the holidays, which I've been meaning to do for about 5 years now. I don't know why I don't arrange it. I have the capacity. I wanted to go to, like, Vienna for Christmas and see the Vienna Boys Choir and go into one of the great cathedrals and see a service in you know, like a Christmas service in Austria, if they still allow them. I don't know. Maybe they have Satanistic rituals now in Austria as required by the European Union. I would just like to hear some incredible Christmas Christian music with organs and the whole thing. I mean, the snow with the boots, the drink, the bar, the room. But then you don't know what to do with yourself afterwards. See, this is the problem if you have an active mind. You go there, and everything you imagine you see within 3 seconds. And then you realize you can watch it on television. You can rent a tape and just lower the heat. There's no point going anywhere at a certain point if you feel like you've seen everything. I've done all the traveling I want to do myself. It's interesting. Some people love it. I don't, and I'm not knocking it. I say to each his own. I really do. I still don't know why people like to travel. As I said to you, and I think I wrote about it in Train Tracks, to work it in again for the 50th time. There's a lot in that book about me. When I took my first trip to Europe on the MV Waterman when I was a college student, I wanted to have a party. I slept all day. We partied all night. We drank all night. We smoked dope. We did. I told you that. I'm not hiding it. I mean, the worst mistake I ever made in my life was using marijuana. It set me back around 20 years. Just think of what I could have been if I had never smoked dope. I've written 28 books. I've gotten a PhD and 2 master's degrees. I have a huge radio show. But just think of what I could have achieved had I never smoked dope. I mean, think about that. I could have been vice president by now. But I went on the ship. And the interesting thing about the ship is that was interesting. In other words, when you're young and you travel, it's interesting. I don't know what it's in it for older people. I don't know why so many people think the entire object of living your whole life and earning money is to enjoy traveling after the age of 50. I don't know what they get out of it. What do they do in Buenos Aires when they get there? How many times can you sit in a cafe or a restaurant and see a tango class until you say, what are you going there for? I don't understand it. I don't get it. But again, to each his own. People like these kinds of, they think travel is nirvana. So I met an old man on the ship who said to me, not the blind guy who said to me, what's life, meaning a life, that story, no. I met another old man who must have been 35, I was 20, who said to me that when you get older, you'll find out you should only travel for 2 reasons. So I said, old wise man, what are the 2 reasons? He said, you'll find out you only really want to travel for 2 reasons. And what are those 2 reasons, old wise man? I mean, like Cahill Gibran already. It's for weddings and funerals, he said. And it's true. You're supposed to only travel for weddings, funerals, but tell that to a businessman who's in the air all of the time. I mean, that's another reason to travel, business. I travel for business. I don't travel for weddings because I don't go to any. Thus far, I haven't had to go to any funerals in the recent past. And here I am. I'm sitting here enjoying myself. It's 50 degrees below in Siberia. It's warm where I am. I have a cup of tea. I have the dog sleeping under the bed. I have a hot microphone in my right hand. I have the audience listening across America on 175 stations now after only I don't know how many weeks. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's take another quick call. John on KSFO in San Francisco. Go ahead, please. John, go ahead. Yes, John.
So I'm a mental health therapist, and I have worked with these kids for a while now, and I'm telling you that these medications are way overused. I see it all the time.
Absolutely. They throw them at them. They throw them at them like M&Ms.
Yes. And I advocate with these doctors, and I ask them to take them off the medications. And the doctors sometimes just throw it in my face, and they tell me, you know, hey, why don't I give you the pen? You write the script. And the truth is, with the serotonin levels, what happens is, over short time, they go up a little bit, and the kids get happier and less depressed.
Right.
And the brain
right.
compensates for that. And over
yep.
time, the brain accepts less and less of that serotonin. So, you know, over time, there are suicidal ideations and things like that that come about. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if, you know, people go on rampages for that reason.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. I've studied these from my perspective. I'm not a psychiatrist, but one of my degrees was in a pharmacology-related field. I did research in pharmacology. I could read the literature. I don't have to be a major researcher to be able to read scientific literature. We all know what the SSRIs do, and there have been heroic suicides and homicides on these drugs. They're overprescribed, as are Ritalin, as are other drugs. And by the way, you well know that there are categories of childhood illnesses that don't even exist, that are invented in order to sell drugs. Many psychiatrists are coming to try and fight it, but the established medical system is so powerful. The drug companies are so strong, and they buy off the doctors to such an extent that you virtually have no chance to fight them. You have to be very worried about your profession. They could ruin you if you come out as too anti-drug and want to use either psychotherapy or other, let's say, more natural modalities to bring the people back to a norm. Thank you for calling, John. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks out here in the San Francisco area that opens up a line, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's see. I don't know that I want to go into this whole eerie thing again. It's too creepy, the kid. I surmise the mother was an enabler by what I'm seeing. God rest her soul, but something's wrong with the picture. I want to know why this child, as crazy as he was, or as damaged goods as he was, I want to know why he had a basement filled with military and weaponry-themed posters. I want to know why she had so many guns in the house, knowing she had a child who was unstable in the house, who was sullen, silent. And it is alleged today that she said that she wouldn't turn her back on him for fear that he would do something. There is something about the mother and the son that is, well, I don't think we'll ever know any more about it than we already know. We'll have to put it together. You know, she was well off. She had a good settlement from the husband. But there's a part of the story that I don't like, which are the posters of the weapons in the basement, such as him playing Call of Duty, which is a violent video game. She could have prohibited him from playing that game. Then they had a poster of every piece of military equipment the U.S. ever made. The kids could tell you about guns they had never seen from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, said a plumber who visited the house. The kids were fans of the military. Now, that is good if the child had the capacity to join the military, but apparently he didn't. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Here's a vote. Traffic. Let's start Peninsula, Redwood City, southbound 101, Whipple Avenue. It's a crash. Second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic backing up towards 92. It was already slow through San Mateo. Northbound 101, slow Marsh Road up to Highway 92. Westbound 80, Georgia Street, Vallejo. Third lane from the left is blocked by an accident. Eastbound 580, connector to eastbound 24. It's an accident in the right lane there, backing up traffic. Eastbound 580, still slow, 24 to Keller. Westbound Keller, still lane blocked because of an accident. I'm Dave Oaks, KSFO.
You got slammed in the housing crunch and ended up underwater on your mortgage, but you kept up with your payments because it's your home. Then you saw interest rates drop to historic lows, but you couldn't refinance because you're underwater. Now the HARP program allows you one shot at refinancing. But beware, many banks smell blood in the water and are sucking higher than market interest rates and fees from homeowners. So make sure you get the best deal. Make the cash call at 855-890-CASH. Today, our 30-year fixed HARP refi is 3.375% rate and APR with no closing costs. Compare that to the other guys. Even if you're already in process with someone else, you can apply with us too, since you've already done the paperwork, and you can always cancel with us at no cost or obligation. So make the cash call at 855-890-CASH. That's 855-890-CASH.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS Unique Identifier 38512. Equal Housing Lender.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right? Nothing works better than Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. In no time at all, your hair will look thicker and healthier and feel stronger with all the natural luster and beauty you remember. So do your hair a favor this holiday season and try Ovation Cell Therapy.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you
and give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Not sure you're getting Ovation in your stocking this year? Order yours right now and look your best for the new year at ovationhair.com. And be sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
This holiday season, treat your car to the gift of maintenance at the Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change with coupon, plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is the gift of auto. This is Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sweet Jack's giving away one gift a day for free to people like me. Enter every day for the next 12 days. Seriously, call StarStarSJ. That's StarStar75 from your mobile phone now to unlock today's gift and start winning big.
No purchase necessary. Enter online at SweetJack.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. It is a very savage nation, isn't it? How prescient it is, a savage nation. How prescient it really is when you think about it. It's unbelievable to me. Has the shooting affected your life and how so? Because it has. Are you preparing for the end of the world this Friday and how? Lunatics. It's like a Y2K end of the world based on some mythology. Who dug this up? What do the Mayans know? They're gone. What do they know? What are you basing it upon, some Mayan calendar that the Mayans don't even follow? Any Mayan who went to college doesn't follow the Mayan calendar. They laugh at idiots from America. How do you believe these things? It's like believing in global warming is the same kind of mythology. It's voodoo. Coldest winter in 50 years, in 70 years in Russia, but you won't read about that tomorrow because it does not fit the agenda of the warmists. Nope, you got to stick to the agenda of the warmists, the agenda of the gun grabbers. The apocalypse again. All right, whatever, believe in what you want to believe in. I'll believe in what I want to believe in. We'll see who's right. We won't know how I end up. You don't know how you'll end up. I'm gambling that there's a God, and I'm gambling that we answer for our life on Earth. That's my gamble. Call me a coward. But if you're brave enough to believe that there's no afterlife and there's no judgment day, good luck to you. Then run your life accordingly. But you see, a decent person wouldn't run his life accordingly. A decent person, even an atheist, would say, you know what, even though I don't believe in God and I don't believe in a judgment day, I'm a decent person. I believe in decency, so I'll be decent to others. That would be a good way to split the difference. Then you could all live together in peace and harmony. I don't care if you're an atheist or a Zoroastrian. I really don't care what you are. I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to one saying, I don't care what the religion is, with the exception of one religion, which doesn't believe this. All religions teach this. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's only one religion on earth that doesn't teach that. One religion on earth teaches cut their head off if they don't believe as you. Get a nice rusty knife and cut off their heads if they don't believe as you. But let's put that aside. The 4 billion other people on earth all believe that do unto others as you would have them do unto you is fundamental to their belief system. WMAL in Washington, D.C., Oz, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello.
Yes.
In there?
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble again, Oz. Can you hear me? What's the problem? What's on your mind?
Yeah. Okay, I got you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's fine. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Hey, real quick, two things.
Jesus.
December 21, we got a call from our local sheriff's office. My grandson, we have guardians of them. And they said that they are on a high alert for the 21st because they have received some, as of now, unsubstantiated threats against the school systems in our county.
Oh, God. The 21st, the end of the world. So you think idiots are going to use that insanity of the apocalypse on the Mayan calendar to do some terrorist act in America? I hope not. I hope not. You better fix this. I can't do a show like this again.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome. It's a good day for me. I don't know whether it's a good day for you. I woke up this afternoon after my power nap before the show to find out that the Washington Post had listed my book as number 5 amongst the 12 books of Christmas, which is ironic in a way and interesting that the liberal Washington Post would select Train Tracks as a book that they recommend for Christmas while I am banned on Fox News, blacklisted by Fox News and most conservative outlets, because it's sort of an old boys beltway club. What I love about the fake conservatives in the media, radio included, is they keep talking about the elitists this, the elitists that. They're all multimillionaires. They're all multimillionaires. They're making believe that they're a pipe fitter, you know, looking for work with a pair of overalls. That's all. What do you want to talk about? Phone number 855-407-2282. How has the shooting in Sandy Hook changed or affected you? I don't know if I even want to do that anymore. I've covered it now. It's not that I'm bored of it. I think that you are incapable of discussing this any longer. It's almost impossible to deal with this. It's, you know, Christmas. It's a tragic situation. And the people want to go on with their lives. They have their own families coming to dinner on Monday and Tuesday. People are shopping like crazy. It's a frenzy out there if you haven't noticed it. If you're in a car right now, you know it's a frenzy. You can't even move. It's gridlock getting to Macy's or Nordstrom's or wherever people are going. Everything's on sale. It's like Braille shopping now. You have to touch things to see whether it's worth buying. Labels mean nothing. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to talk about buying. This is a funny topic. Didn't think I'd talk about it. I like to wear flannel shirts. For some reason, I dress very informally because I'm not on television. I don't have makeup. I don't get eye lifts, face lifts. I dress informally. No matter what I made or didn't make, I'm wearing the same clothing, basically, that I wore 40 years ago. I don't mean the same exact, the same type. I dress for comfort. One of the shirts I like to wear is a Ralph Lauren classic fit, what do you call it, flannel. It's like a checked flannel, very, like, lumberjacky. So I bought a few years ago, and they're soft as can be, a soft fabric. They're cotton, but soft. Then I went and bought a few months ago. They were like straw, like sandpaper. I got a rash on the right side of my neck from, it said Ralph Lauren classic fit, same size, and gave me a rash on the side of my neck. So the genius that I am, I looked at the labels of where they were made, and lo and behold, the soft ones were made in the Philippines, and those made of bedding for horses that felt like straw were made in China. Could you believe that? So I was in Macy's the other night buying myself a few more shirts for the holidays, because no one else buys me anything. You know, How to Be Your Own Best Friend was a good book many years ago. You buy yourself a present. I buy the dog a new coat. Maybe I'll buy him a coat for Christmas, a chain. He doesn't need much. He needs a piece of cheese. He loves cheese. He loves provolone. I don't know what it is. He's addicted to cheese. And I'm trying to wean him off the greenies. I can't get him off that. He comes in the house. He starts sniffing like a bloodhound around cabinets. Then he has a blanket that he wants to have his way with. I threw the blanket out. I got frightened. I thought I'd be arrested for dog abuse. I turn around in the car. I'm trying to drive in traffic. And he's having his way with the blanket in the passenger seat. It was embarrassing. I was afraid somebody driving by in a higher car would look down and call 911. The dog was going berserk in the right seat. I think he gets nervous when he sees there's traffic and he sees I'm tense. He starts working out on this blanket like it's his wife. I never saw anything like this. He's resting peacefully now on his dog bed. He doesn't know what I did with his blanket. I threw it out. I didn't really throw it out. I feel bad for him. Even though she's a wild blanket, and I don't approve of her, it's his. I mean, it's his it's his choice, you know? Oh, I don't want to take one of these calls. Doug, do me a favor, please. I can't. Blank him out. I can't take any call that's up there. Oh, Jar Story I'll take. Reno, Nevada. I'll take Reno. Reno, Nevada. Natalie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Natalie, what's on your mind?
I'd like to just tell you I've been listening to you since 2001. And I don't listen to the mainstream media so much. I just tune in to you to find out the truth of what's happening in domestic and world affairs. But I also listen to you for your stories like Dead Man Pants and today when you talked about the golf balls.
Yes.
And I hope that you'll come every now and then tell your Dead Man Pants story so that new listeners hear that story, because it's certainly one of my favorites.
Isn't that amazing? Yes, the Washington Post said, conservative talk show host Michael Savage calls a child growing up in the Bronx where a house with a dog was a revelation and a homemade pie a thing of wonder. And he said, they say he's got the knack for evocative detail, and the series of short vignettes and train tracks feature some indelible images, such as the immigrant father who, insisting that nothing be wasted, forced his son to wear dead man's trousers. No wonder Savage's favorite possession was a pair of electric blue saddle stitch pants. Let me send you a free copy of Train Tracks for the holidays and read it to your kids. It's pleasant. The kids won't be interested in it. They'll think, who's this guy who wrote it? What, did he wear knickers and have a hoop that he rolled down the street? Was he born in the time of Edison? He actually went to school and studied something? He saluted the flag? He was a Boy Scout? He was on a rifle team? What century was that, Dad? He was on no medication by the time he was in the fourth grade? He didn't have some diagnosis for an illness that doesn't exist? He worked hard and moved ahead no matter what society did to him. He overcame all obstacles, even though the liberals tried to destroy him completely by saying white men need not apply. He wouldn't let them kill him. What kind of man is that? Why didn't he just roll over and take some medical marijuana and become a nothing like everybody else? Well, what can I tell you? Pennies for Beethoven. I'm not going to read from the book. I'm not in the mood. I don't think it's appropriate either. And where are we? I don't know what I want to talk about is what it comes down to. I asked you an interesting question. I have gotten no calls on it until right now. how has the shooting in Connecticut changed you or affected you? And I have a caller now from WABC who's going to answer that question. Lucy on WABC, how has the massacre affected you?
You said the whole world started what?
Lucy.
Yes.
Lucy. Lucy. Yes. No, don't be sorry. There's apparently a problem somewhere. But tell me how the shooting has affected you.
It affected me because I have daughters that are teachers, and I have children that are grandchildren that age. And the only good that comes out of this whole thing is that the whole world started praying for those children. And for,
is that,
for the disaster.
Lucy, let me hear if I... You said the whole world started what? Praying for those children?
Praying, yes. People were praying. I wonder what atheists were doing.
God only knows what they were doing. God only knows what people really feel, Lucy. So given the fact that you have so many grandchildren, you must lay awake at night fearing for this, when they go to school the next day now. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes, and I have three daughters that are teachers. So it's,
well, how do they feel about going into a classroom now?
Well, you know, I mean, they do what they have to do, but now they're saying arming teachers with guns. I don't know.
Well, let me ask that question, because that's become a controversial issue. On one hand, it sounds like a good solution. On the other hand, it's not a good solution. Because not every teachers are generally peace-loving people and peaceful people, and they're gun-averse, most teachers. Let's be very clear, especially in the liberal states, the bigger states. Yes, in the Midwest, you're going to find men teachers who raised with the use of guns and not afraid of them. Do you really think that most teachers could learn how to use a gun?
Well, they can learn to use them, but I don't know. I don't know what their reaction is.
See, here's the thing. They're being idiotic. Most of the people who are calling for that are not living in the real world. There's a huge difference between shooting a paper target with earmuffs on in a shooting range and making believe you're a tough guy and a great shooter. You ask any person who's been in combat or any cop who's been in a shootout, whether it's the same thing. Do you know why cops empty their guns on a perpetrator? We hear, 100 bullets were expended, and only one bullet hit him. Five cops shoot at a guy, and one bullet hits the guy. Why is that? Those are police with training. It's really very hard to use a gun. It's not that easy, incidentally. So I'd be very, very cautious to start telling yourself that you think arming teachers is the answer. I don't think it's the answer. I'll tell you what I know the answer is. Lucy, stay on the line. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks. The answer is putting an armed guard in every school in America, which I called for last Friday. Retired police, retired military, skilled in the use of handguns, secure the buildings, and put them there during class times only. You don't have to listen to people that they... Oh, I heard one guy today, well, then it's every night you need it, every school and every building and every class until midnight in the college. Let's start with our elementary schools. They have a certain number of hours. I want every child protected in our elementary schools. How hard is it to figure out that one guard per school per day is all you need with some rotation for holidays and sickness? And there are plenty of retired police and retired military who would love such a job. Now, who is going to pay for it? The unions. The greedy unions can pay for the cost of the guards without raising one dime in taxpayer money. The federal government, the state governments, the local governments would not have to come up with a dime. Just eliminate one trip, one boondoggle to Las Vegas for a union group, one boondoggle to Hawaii or the Caribbean for a union group will pay for an awful lot of police. You know, they could kick something back to the children since they care so much about education. The NEA can write off 0.1% of its budget and pay for this. I'll be right back.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com. Or call them at 855-FOODWISE, promo code SAVAGE, and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
If you are being audited by the IRS, or the IRS or state is threatening to garnish your wages or bank accounts, you need a team of experienced tax attorneys on your side. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and my firm understands how difficult it is to navigate through the tax system. That is why we put our 28 years of combined experience to work for each and every client. It is our goal to reach the best possible result, including working on minimizing tax bills and avoiding negligence or fraud penalties. Every year, we have helped our clients save millions of dollars through our audit representation, offering compromise settlements, and bankruptcy. The IRS is acting more aggressively than it has in years, and you should have someone experienced on your side looking out for your best interest. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices exclusively in the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free attorney-client consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I've asked the question, how has the shooting in Connecticut affected you or changed you? We've got a great caller on this. Next up on the Savage Nation, it's line one, Brian out of Kansas. Brian, how has the shooting changed your mind on which issue?
Dr. Savage, I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show. I've been a
Thank
gun
you.
Enthusiast all my life. I've taught my kids well about guns. after the shooting, it was pretty devastating to see all the children that were mutilated in that school. You hit on a point earlier, though, today. Everybody's talking gun control, and we have gun control in this great nation. I don't see how that would have stopped what happened last week, but at the same time, something has to be done to stop the madness that's going on. I like the idea of looking into the video games and also the trash that you talk about coming out of Hollywood.
Now, the headline on your call says, shooting changed my opinion on assault weapons. Is that not your opinion?
Well, that is. I have owned assault weapons in the past, being a gun collector. The main reason that I don't own any is because they're fairly expensive to shoot at the target range, and I feel if it would save some of those kids' lives, it would probably be worth it to me personally.
What? So you're arguing that it wouldn't, you as even a gun owner, gun collector, would have no problem with the ban on so-called assault weapons, is what you're saying?
Yes, but I would also like to see them look into the video games and the trash coming out of Hollywood, too, and the antidepressants that you've discussed, too.
It's all very true. I want to discuss the weapons, which I've not come to a conclusion on. But let me send you a copy of the great book, Train Tracks, which the Washington Post calls one of the 12 books of Christmas. Thanks for calling, Brian. I told you I consulted with a friend of mine, who I don't see very much anymore, but I called him. He was a captain in the Special Forces, paratrooper in Vietnam, led a rifle company, and Silver Star, very decorated war hero. And the father of two young girls, he got married later in life. So I figured of all people, he would have the most nuanced or balanced view of it, right? Young girls and Vietnam combat veteran. I didn't know where he'd come out on it. And I said, well, what do we need assault rifles for? I said, Bob. He said, we do need them. He said, the Second Amendment was very clearly written to give Americans the right to stand up to a tyrannical government, meaning the British Army at the time. He said, the Second Amendment was written to permit Americans to defend themselves against the British Army. He was very specific. And then he added, and you know and I know, Michael, that there are members of this government and there will be members of future governments who have tyrannical views and would absolutely take control of this country in a fascistic way. He said that to me. I said, that's good enough for me. That's all. Now, I don't know whether it's good enough for you. I own a Ruger Mini 14. I haven't shot it in years. I had a Colt AR-15, which became illegal in California because it has a pistol grip, so I sent it out of state. I got rid of it. I put it somewhere else. I don't have it. I have nothing that's illegal. I wouldn't. I have an incredible... I have a small collection of guns. I don't use them, though. Really, truthfully, I don't play with them. I'm not sitting in a war. You know, some do. Some shoot them a lot. I admire people who have really great shots. About every once in a while, I go down to the range to practice my skills with a couple of different weapons. And it's really exciting for people who don't shoot a lot. Frankly, the blood starts to run, and you take a couple of deep breaths. It's not like any other experience that there is. I've always been a gun enthusiast ever since I've been a little boy. I've been infatuated with guns, and I've always loved guns. Infatuated, is it? I don't know if the right word is infatuated. I would say mesmerized by guns. And you know, now that I'm talking with you about guns, I got to tell you another story that comes back to me because I'm thinking of my childhood again. And I'm going through this whole childhood thing because of the book Train Tracks. I can't wait till I'm not thinking about it anymore. I have a novel coming out in February about the takeover of America by China. That's even more exciting. But I remember now my father's store, there were different booths. He was on one side. He sold used things and some antiques. And then there were people across the way sold their antiques. It was like a marketplace, right? Well, there was an old bohemian across from him named Monk, long dead. And I remember I was a gun nut as a kid. And I was always asking everybody, you have any guns? You have any guns? Because the men would come in with odd things from various stores and auctions they would go to, and they never knew what they were getting. And I always asked him the same question. You have any guns? You have any guns? And he looked at me. This old bohemian had a rope for a belt, and he said, guns! He looked at me. Get away from me! He said, guns are for one thing only, for killing. well, I didn't stop having a fascination with guns, but it certainly was a very, very strong point that he made. He said, yes, guns are only for one thing, only for killing. Boy, was he right about that. But that doesn't mean that owning a gun to prevent yourself from being killed is a bad idea either, by the way. No, not a bad idea at all. Since the world is filled and washed with gangbangers. See, if Obama came out and said, we're going to send out the military to round up all of the illegal guns from all of the illegal owners in America, hey, I think we'd all vote for that. Why don't you go into the inner cities, Obama, and seize all of the illegal weapons? We'll all vote for that.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Police in Albany have arrested a man who held off police for several hours after he allegedly fired shots at two people on the street. Standoff began just before 1 a.m. at the intersection of Brighton and Kane Avenue. 62-year-old Kent Stinson was finally arrested around 8 a.m. and no injuries were reported. The Water District is adding tooth decay fighting fluoride to San Jose's tap water. Santa Clara Valley Water District yesterday approved funding for the project. San Jose is the nation's largest city without fluoridated drinking water. Taking a look at the roadways, getting reports of a stalled car southbound 680 at Vargas. It's got the third lane from the left blocked. Traffic northbound, they've got the left lane is blocked. Northbound 680, still slow out of Fremont from Mission Boulevard over the Sunol grade. Eastbound 80 at Appian Way, we've got an accident being reported. Should be to the side. Westbound 80 on the incline, stalled car just coming in. CHP's on the way. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Sean Hannity.
The thrill of victory.
Oh, I will admit.
And the agony of defeat.
It kind of hit me this weekend. Just kind of caught up to me. Bam! Ow! I woke up this morning, and I felt great. It just evaporated. I'm ready to fight again.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm not going down the road of depressed and wringing my hands and woe is me, because in life, you've got to add perspective to things. Now, you can't lose an election and not be concerned. That's not panic, though.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're currently a high performer in outside sales and not intimidated by a fast-paced environment and high accountability, I'd like to speak with you today. My name is Joe Cariffi, and I'm the General Sales Manager of Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here at Cumulus Media, we are currently looking for top sales talent with the drive and ambition to be among the very best. You'll have the opportunity to represent and sell one of the most respected and recognized radio stations in Northern California, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Top sellers interested in a career in radio advertising sales can contact me directly at 415-995-7080. Call me today. Joe Cariffi at 415-995-7080. Start the new year out right with an exciting career in advertising sales here at Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is a Cumulus radio station and is an equal opportunity employer.
Me, 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 me.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my sweet jar gave to me...
Sweet Jack's feeling warm and fuzzy with its 12 Days of Jack giveaway. Every day for 12 days, they're giving away one gift for free. To people like me, who needs a turtle dove when you got a corksicle? Call Star Star SJ right now to find out what today's gift is. Seriously, call Star Star SJ. That's Star Star 75 from your mobile phone now to start winning big.
No purchase necessary. Enter online at SweetJack.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products. We build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. How has the shooting in Connecticut changed your life, affected your mind, changed your viewpoint? You'll notice that in all the dialogue coming out of the government, there's no mention of psychotropic medications, the overdiagnosis of illness in children. There's no discussion of the vermin in Hollywood and the sewer pipe coming out of Hollywood and what it's done to the mind of America. There's no discussion of taking God out of the classroom. There's no discussion of any of that. It's only about guns, 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 guns. Guns have always been part of the American experience, always. That's why I opened my show tonight talking about a catalog I had in my hand of an antique arms catalog. Always been a part of the American experience, guns, whether it's an 1885 Winchester model high wall rifle or something older. I remember doing a show many years ago, one of my live performances, a Compassionate Conservative event back in the mid-90s. And on stage, I brought out an 1860 flintlock pistol, a big one, like a 55 caliber or something like that. And it was from the Middle East. It was probably an Arabian's gun somewhere in a desert. A Bedouin's gun that I bought at auction many years ago. And if you looked at it very carefully, there were deep stains of tobacco on the handle because they chew tobacco, smoke tobacco, and it became ingrained. They slept with their guns. Every Bedouin slept with a gun underneath his head, knowing he had to protect himself, his wife, and his children. Have things really changed very much? The caveman laid with a flint stone knife or axe under his bed, under his pillow, or rather under his head, because he knew he'd have to defend himself against other cave people or wild animals. What has really changed? You're going to let some government nut tell you that you don't have to protect yourself? They'll protect you? They've done a real good job protecting us, haven't they? Really good job protecting us. I don't need Mr. Biden telling me how to protect myself. He walks around with Secret Service, Dianne Feinstein's Secret Service, and she has a conceal and carry. Nancy Pelosi has a conceal and carry in San Francisco, and telling you that they're anti-gun. They have Secret Service and a conceal and carry permit, so they have guns in their purses. Good for them. I'm in favor of it. But don't tell don't tell us we have the right to defend ourselves. We're the ones who need the protection. I'd sleep better at night if I had Secret Service outside my gates. I'd sleep real well. If I could have them come in for a cup of coffee in the morning. So how has this tragedy affected you? Has your thinking changed on anything? Let's begin here in San Francisco on KSFO. Stephen, welcome to the program. How has it changed your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. How it's changed my mind? Well, after this shooting, I started thinking about what I'm willing to give up as far as gun control. High Round Magazines is hot point for me. In my opinion, what is a 100-round magazine good for other than killing people? I own lots of assault rifles, lots of handguns, been shooting them since I was a kid. Never have I ever used 100-round magazines if it wasn't for mass killing of something like squirrels or go out and try to kill as many birds as I can. I'm willing to give those up. What's your opinion on high-round magazines?
Well, I'm going to give my opinion in an obtuse manner. Do you know that in the military, Combat Marines who have an M4 only have 5 rounds permitted in their magazines? Do you know that?
No.
I was shocked to learn it from a former assistant who had come back from Iraq. He was a machine gunner in a Humvee, and we were talking about high-capacity magazines. He told me the M4 that they were using in Iraq, they only had 5-round clips. I was shocked to believe that there are people in the country with 30-round clips, 10-round clips, and many of them. And while our combat Marines are only permitted to have 4-round clips, I didn't know that.
That's kind of odd,
isn't it? You learned it first in the Savage Nation. I'm sending you a free copy of the book lauded today by the Washington Post for Christmas called Train Tracks, Stay on the Line. We can go back to the callers. What are you willing to say about the shootings? Ralph on WABC in New York City. Your opinion, please. Go ahead.
One gun, Michael, I can understand for protection. I've thought of it myself. I've entertained that thought. Never actually went through with it because, frankly, I'm afraid of guns. I'm not too shy to say that. But an arsenal, Michael, is another story. I frankly don't understand when you say you have a fascination with guns because I can't identify. I wish you would explain that to me. Also, Michael, I agree with you on the fact about the violent movies that were shown constantly. Has a drastic effect on society as a whole. It's rendered a bunch of degenerates, and I'm in that business. And sometimes I don't want to admit that I am, but
So Ralph, you're the actor that used to call my show on the other station.
Yes.
Okay. And you currently do not own a weapon?
I don't.
Well, you see, it's a different perspective. It's very hard for someone who doesn't own a gun to understand those who own many guns without thinking that they're crazy. So let's start with that. So let me answer it in a different way. You said you don't understand my fascination with guns, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't have an answer for you as to why I was always fascinated with guns ever since I've been a little boy. I've always been fascinated by them. If I were forced to give you an answer, it would be because I realized the power in that weapon is a power of life and death, and the respect that I had for those weapons. I understood that life could be, it gave me actually a greater respect for life, realizing that a weapon could take a life away and how important it is to understand that, how fragile life is, I guess.
And I'll tell you this, Michael, the times I've handled a phony gun, a fake gun, that's so realistic that it actually kind of is pretty scary. I felt that power, that power that one has in their hands when they're holding a gun, and that authority that it gives them, and I could see how a person could be very taken by that. And I think that's part of it, Michael. Would you say that's true?
Yes, of course. But here's the thing. Not everybody who holds a gun for power is a power-mad weakling who wants to kill somebody.
Right. Well, now, as far as arming these people, these teachers, I think that's the most ridiculous idea I've heard so far. You're going to take these timid lefty teachers, hand them guns.
No, I ruled that out. I said most of them are afraid of guns. They're gunophobic. They're not. That's not the right solution. Armed guards in schools are my idea. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm for that because if I had a child, sending him off after seeing that carnage that went on, I would hope that if our politicians are protected, if our officials and everyone else are protected, I would think we could do the same for the little ones. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
If Dianne Feinstein has a conceal and carry gun permit, and if Nancy Pelosi has a conceal and carry gun permit, as is reported, and they also have a layer of protection through the Secret Service, God bless them, why should they then be some of the biggest gun grabbers in America? Why should they say the average citizen has no right to protect themselves? Tell me why.
Well, there is no reason, and I heard the tape that you played last night with Feinstein saying that if someone's threatening me, so I have a gun, I'm going to get them before they get me. Hypocrisy, A1 hypocrisy. It doesn't surprise me, Michael. My whole thought is more so that I've seen too many people so fascinated with guns, they have arsenals in their homes. I think we have to be reasonable on.
But why? They haven't hurt anybody with them.
But Michael, how many guns does one person need before it becomes?
Well, I think that's an individual choice. How many cars does one person need? I know people who own a Fiat 500, a little mini car. They own a Ferrari. They own a Cadillac. They own a Mercedes. Then I know guys who own 30 cars. They're car collectors. Should they be banned as well? Because you don't really need 30 cars.
Well, that's quite a different story. But I mean,
why is it a different story? We live in a free country. Why is it a different story? Who should designate how many video games we can own? How many movies we can own in a library? How many books we can have in a library? Should books that extol violence be banned as well? Should War and Peace be banned? Should the rise and fall of the Third Reich be banned because it's too violent? Maybe it's a national question where we're asking questions that surely need to be asked. And in that regard, Obama's 100% right. I think he's been very moderate, by the way, in his discussion on the issue. Incidentally, people on the right are criticizing him and mocking him. I think he's been very balanced. Incidentally, Ralph, he hasn't actually come out and said that we should ban this or ban that. He said we need a national dialogue. Well, guess what? I'm in the dialogue business, and we're having that dialogue. I think he's absolutely right. We're having the dialogue. Maybe at the end of the dialogue, we'll come up with some solutions different than those professed by the anti-gun maniacs.
Well, you mentioned
about Ralph. Let me send you a copy of Train Tracks, and then I'm going to tell a 30-second story. Again, from personal life. Last week, I was in a Jewish delicatessen, which I go to twice a year. Usually when I'm sick, I get a chicken matzo ball soup to take home. Normally I won't eat it because it's too fat. I don't like chicken fat, but it does have a salubrious effect when you have a head cold for various and sundry reasons, along with the other. So the owner of the deli was there, and he came up to me and he said, "Well, Michael, what do you think about this terrible shooting?" And we talked. He said, "I don't know. We got to get rid of these guns. Got to ban the guns." I said, "Why do you say that?" He said, "Well, there's just too many guns, too much violence." Now, he was a Jewish guy. I said to him, "Are you aware that Hitler seized all of the guns in Germany? That was one of his first acts when he became a dictator." He said, "No, I didn't know that." I said, "Are you aware of an organization called Jews Against Gun Control?" "No," he said, "he never heard of that." He didn't know that Hitler disarmed the German people prior to embarking on his genocide. He didn't know what the average Jew who was living in the woods after the killings began would have done for a gun. He never read any of those stories. I've read most of those stories about the ordinary butchers, the plumbers, the teachers who fled into the woods to avoid being put into a gas chamber, how they were living in the forests of Poland and the forests of Germany, what they had to do to get their hands on a gun and what they did. They killed people. They broke into farmhouses and stole guns in order to protect themselves and the few people that they were living in the woods with. They ambushed German patrols and killed the Germans with their bare hands or with rocks to get their hands on the German guns. People don't want to know about these terrible phases of human history. I have read an awful lot about this time in history, and I live in fear of a fascist dictatorship in this country. And don't say it can't happen here. Not only it can happen here, it is happening here. Make no mistake about it. There are no governments that are basically on your side. Most of them are out for themselves. And make no mistake about the fact that the Second Amendment was created specifically to keep them away from this dictatorship that most people with a sense of history understands is just right around the corner. Now, you'll argue, well, they don't have guns in England. There's been no dictatorship. They don't have guns in Norway, and look how peaceful they are. Well, they have tremendous gun control in Norway, and look what Breivik did. They have tremendous gun control in Norway. Look what that madman Breivik did to those 79 or 80 people. I covered that the other day in Norway. Remember the Norway massacre, how horrible that was? Children at a camp. Teenage children executed by that lunatic. How did he get his guns? It was a country with the most severe gun control in all of Europe. How did he get his hands on the guns? So you have to study these things from a historic perspective, from a contemporary perspective, before you jump to conclusions that just getting rid of guns is going to solve all of the problems of the world. You want to get rid of guns? I'll tell you what, I'll meet you halfway. send the military into the most dangerous neighborhoods in America and seize the guns, all the illegal guns, from all of the unlicensed owners in the inner cities of America. Then go into all the barrios of, oh, you can't use the word barrio anymore. Go into all of the barrios of America peopled by illegal aliens, which are swimming in guns, AK-47s being one of their favorite, and have the National Guard and the military see if they have the guts to seize them. Then after you've gotten 90% of all the guns out of the hands of the illegal owners in these places, then come back to the American people and say, now we'll talk about a national dialogue about what we should do about guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. But don't throw us in the category of all the others. Start there. Start with the hundreds of thousands of millions of guns in the hands of criminals, and then get back to the American people, Mr. Obama. And I guarantee you we'll have that national dialogue, and it won't be that difficult. I'll be right back.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. I have to talk about the shootings of the kids because it's an important topic that's not going to go away and shouldn't go away, in that there are child killers on an international level who are far worse than Adam Lanza. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, for example, promises to kill every Jew in Israel and then in the whole world, including all the Jewish children. He was invited, of course, to Columbia University and to the United Nations, and yet he's a child killer along the lines of Adam Lanza, but far more competent than Adam Lanza. And we mustn't forget that there are people very much like Adam Lanza who are so intelligent that they become world leaders, like Ahmadinejad. And he had has his defenders right here in the White House. In fact, I think they applauded him at the Democrat National Convention, if I'm not mistaken. Well, at least 30% of them did. I want to talk about the fact that I was the only one in the media to call it, and I'm not happy to say it. On Friday, when this horrendous act occurred, I went on the air, and I gave you my analysis. And the only thing that we have in talk radio is our credibility. Never forget that. The most important thing you can remember in the Savage Nation is that I said to you, at the end of the day, I don't care how entertaining we are, how funny we are, how exciting we are, what guests we have, there's only one reason that we will survive in talk radio, and I've survived 18 years, and that is our ability to analyze events and be proven that we were correct in our analysis. And I'm usually right. If I've been wrong, I've said I'm wrong. I'm never wrong. I've almost never been wrong on issues that are, let us say, big issues. Small issues I can make mistakes on. On Friday's program, I went on the air, and I said that only a forensic psychiatrist can do a correct analysis of this subhuman. And then I said that he probably killed out of jealousy, that he was jealous of the children. Came out today that the madman, I call him not a madman, but the subhuman, who slaughtered the children and the six adults, was not only afraid of the mother who was about to commit him to a psychiatric facility because he was burning himself with a cigarette lighter. He should have been committed when he was a child, incidentally. There's no curing certain illnesses. Some people are born bad, some people are born crazy, and most of them cannot be fixed. Most of them cannot be fixed, unfortunately. And he should have been put into a mental hospital many, many years ago, but as you well know, the extreme liberal elements in America who now want to seize the guns prevented him from being institutionalized, saying it would violate his personal freedoms. There was another element that came out. Not only was he afraid of being institutionalized by his mother, who had fundamentally given up on him, he was very jealous, very, very jealous of the children in the kindergartens that his mama volunteered at. Most of the victims were first graders that people believe Nancy Lanza may have worked with last year. And they say, well, read it yourself. The subhuman was jealous of the kids he killed. I linked it up from Fox News on michaelsavage.com. What's the purpose of listening to me or anyone else at talk radio? There are 75 radio stations in every city, you know, big cities. How many outlets do you have on the internet? Thousands? Movies? Whatever? If my analysis is of any value to you, you'll continue to listen. And if I am not going to tell you that my analysis is usually correct, who's going to tell you? Who's going to tell you? Others in the business are going to tell you. I have to tell you. So I'm telling you that on Friday's program, I told you. And what I want to do for you is first play from Friday's program, Savage predicts shooter killed out of jealousy. Listen now from Friday's show. Why did this lunatic child kill these little babies? Well, how do you understand psychosis? Well, no one can really understand it except experts in the field, but I'm going to hazard a guess. Because at a certain point in life, you can pretty much figure anything out if you apply common sense to it. Mother, son. Okay, son's got some mental problems, personality disorder. He's on drugs. Mother's afraid of the son. Son hates the mother because he's deranged to begin with. Mother is a teacher or a teacher's aide. She buries herself in the children because they're innocent and beautiful. The crazed son who killed the children starts to become jealous of the children in the classroom because the mother loves them so much and she doesn't love him so much. Boy kills the children to get even with mommy after killing her. I'm giving you what I would think a forensic psychiatrist would produce in his report if he had to do such a report. Okay, and if I wasn't in talk radio, I would be a good analyst for the CIA. And if I wasn't a good analyst for the CIA, I'd be a good analyst for the FBI. I'm sure they have their own analysts who are good. They probably are rejected on a regular basis because it has to go through the filter of the liberal establishment before any analysis is accepted as valid. Nevertheless, let's stick to we the people. The phone number here is 855-400-728 to 855-400-SAVAGE. I want to now begin by blaming the people who should be blamed, which are those in the movies and those who make the video games who have triggered the insanity that is raging in the world right now. But I don't really want to talk about that. I like to talk about things such as From Riches to Rags on the Savage Nation or What I Ate for Lunch. Because I'll tell you the truth, I've decided that living well is the best revenge. Despite all of the things that come at you in life, sickness, at the end of the day, there's something stronger within you, and you shall overcome. And the best answer is to live well, because that is the best revenge. So today, for example, it's a beautiful day in the San Francisco area, I'm sorry to tell you. It is one of the reasons that I stay here and why real estate is still so expensive. It's not that the people are so wonderful, or nor is it so true that the architecture is so great. It's that the weather is the best in the United States of America. And so today I came into San Francisco. I broadcast from various and sundry places around the Bay Area and in Florida and in Los Angeles. I move around like the peripatetic roadster that I am. The peripatetic roadster, Michael Savage. Today, the roadster took me over the Golden Gate Bridge to a fabulous San Francisco. Parked the car. I have Teddy with me today. He loves riding the elevator. We go up to North Beach. I ate outdoors on the street at the North Beach restaurant. And there it was. There was the lineup. The illegal aliens from China marching into the Northeast Medical Services building on Stockton Street in plain sight of the FBI, in plain sight of the California State Attorney General's office. It is a Medicaid mill. Everyone laughs about it on the street. Every man I talk to knows it's a Medicaid mill. They fly him in from China and bring him right into the Medicaid mill. Young, old, we don't know how many billions of dollars a year go in and out of that clinic. But since I have no control over it any more than I had any control over the Fort Hood massacre, you see, that came out, that the FBI knew that Nadal Hassan was a ticking time bomb, but they wouldn't stop him because they were afraid of offending Muslims. They were afraid of offending Arabs. So the FBI looked the other way, and the rest is history. 13 people killed by Nadal Hassan, 33 shot by Nadal Hassan, and the FBI has egg all over its vest. Egg all over its bulletproof vests. But does that stop them? No. I can guarantee you that the FBI is still following politically insane rules of engagement. This is a country that seems to be unable to govern itself. An FBI that is more concerned about returning war veterans than about internal enemies. A TSA that would rather frisk a nun in a wheelchair than a Muslim with a time bomb on his back. That's the country we're living in. And so what can I do about it? All I can do is talk about it, but that doesn't seem to change anything. In fact, it's gotten worse. So that's why I said I'll take a salad with plenty of onions, a Diet Coke because I have to do a radio show in 2 hours, and give Teddy a grilled chicken breast, no salt or pepper. So as we watched the parade of those going in and out of the Medicaid mill next to the North Beach restaurant, Teddy enjoyed his chicken, I enjoyed my salad and pasta, and the world moved on and on and on. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? and you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation. I'd like to talk about the following topic. On the Savage Nation, I saw a show called... I like to watch Locked Up Abroad. It's a Nat Geo show, and they show Americans who were drug dealers who got caught and go into bad prisons. Now, I'm pretty sure most of the stories are made up or fictionalized, but they're very well done. This one was the story of a religious Jew, a Hasid, black coat with the payas, probably a Sitmar Hasid, because the Lubavitch don't have the payas on the side, the long hair on the side. This was a Satmar Hasid, who used his religious garb to help him smuggle drugs from South America into Belgium. And it was back in the 80s or 90s. He gets caught, and he gets sent to a bad prison in Sao Paulo. And it's one story after another. Very well done. Very good, whether it's fiction or not. But the point is that he said he got away with smuggling the cocaine in the early days because of his religious garb. Because he wore the black cloak of religion, he was let through customs in and out of the country. You see what I'm saying? So it led me to believe, in America today, who do you think is using their religious garb to get away with virtual terrorism and murder or drug smuggling? We know that at the TSA, if you're a nun, you get frisked. If you're from the Middle East and you have religious garb that depicts anything to do with Islam, not only are you ushered through, you're given a chauffeured ride through TSA security. Have you seen those wearing religious clothing today get light treatment at airport security? Yes. Have you lost your faith because of a scam perpetrated by someone within your own religion? Yes. I'd like to hear those stories. I'd like to hear about those stories in your life, those you know who've used their religion or religious garb as part of a scam, whether it be food stamps. You can hold your names back. Now, and there's another story I want to talk about. I saw another story, which I posted on my website, of British drug-addicted billionaires who had a $100 million London mansion, but died in a filthy drug den they set up in their mansion. Police busted the man for drug possession and found the remains of his addicted wife in an upstairs bedroom of their house. She'd been dead for weeks. Billionaires dead from crack addiction. Do you know of someone who inherited money and ended badly? Do you know anyone who's gone from riches to rags? Is there a certain type of personality that's unable to handle great wealth? How can a parent prepare a child to inherit a large amount of money as an adult? Answer, they can't. Does great wealth assuage or enhance character flaws? These are very important questions because I always made my children work. I'll be very frank. I had no money at the time. I thought that one day I might. I thought one day I would hope to. But even from the time they were young, I inculcated in my children the fact that they had to work. In fact, in the case of my son, when he was 13 years old, I made him go to work in Burger King in San Rafael, California. He had to take a bus there. It was a horrible. His friends were very, very, they laughed at him. Are you kidding? Your father's making you take a bus to work in Burger King? And he went to work like a good little soldier. And you know what? He turned out better than all of his friends put together. I'm not putting them down. I love his friends. But I inculcated the work ethic in my children from a very young age. And I'd like to know what you do to insulate your children from the potential disasters of over-coddling them, because it's an important story. So what are they calling about? Gave money to none. She was a scammer. Turns out now I'm one of the last people on earth who speaks with a New York accent. No one in New York sounds like me. It's shocking. I went there, no one sounded like they were from New York. How does that work? I was in New York. Nobody sounds like they're from New York. They're all from everywhere else. The real New Yorkers live in Sacramento. They're in Big Elk, Montana, in witness protection, running a pizzeria in Big Elk. Imagine the guy's name, like, Fuzio in Big Elk. What are you doing? Oh, no, I figured I'd open a pizzeria. I got tired of the weather. So that's where all the FBI get their pizza. Wherever you see, like, black cars with guys with big black shoes eating pizza in the middle of nowhere, you can pretty much figure out the rest of that story. From riches to rags, the Hasidic king of coke. Let's go to New York City. Tony, fire away. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Mike, I think when it comes to wealth and your children and their work ethic, it's all set by the parents. Your children are a mirror image of you.
I believe that that is true to a certain extent, but you see, there's a danger in that because you can do the best thing in the world and this and that, and that can still turn bad. You can't blame yourself. On the other hand, Tony, if you're very lucky and they become very successful, you shouldn't glow in their success and say you did it either. I have a very different, almost Zen philosophy about children, which is you do the best you can. You're going to make 100,000 mistakes a year, and you pray for the best because you don't really know how it's going to work out. However, there are certain things you can do that are going to, let's say, increase the possibility that they'll work out in life, and that would be putting them to work very young at part-time jobs. Certainly, don't go along with it. They don't have to work number because they'll never amount to anything.
Yeah, true, but if you're a thief and your children and your child knows you're a thief, chances are your kid's going to be a bigger thief than you are.
Well, is that always true? How do you account for that one kid becomes a cop and one becomes a crook, and a good cop, okay? Let's not say cops are crooks now. You know there are many stories like that out of the old days, right?
Oh, of course. There's families.
Well, let's put it another way. Say one becomes a priest, one becomes a criminal. Say, well, all priests are bad. You can't jump to that conclusion. Nor can you say all criminals are bad. Actually, there's some nice criminals. Actually, probably more trustworthy than some lawyers.
Yeah, they hold the door open for you.
They are. They hold the door open for the women and the men. So did you raise children? What did you do to give yourself a step up on them not winding up drug-addicted bums?
Well, I went to work, and my wife was a stay-at-home mom.
But did that work out for you?
Excuse me?
Thank you for the call. In other words, both children wound up in Sing Sing. He didn't want to, all right, that happens. No, I'm driving lately. I'm playing 80s disco. I moved up by 30 years in the music department. Somehow I think of who's the actor who with the massage recently, a lot of massage with the guys they dropped. John, I feel bad for John Travolta. So he has an inclination in that direction. Who cares? But every time I think of disco, I think of Don Travolta. I call him Don, you call him John, whatever. I think of Don Travolta in Saturday Night Live. I don't know why. And I liked him in L.A. Confidential if he was in it. I'm not quite sure. My favorite actor, one of the favorite of that era, is Ben Gazzara. Died recently. You want to hear one of the great sleeper movies of all time? I'm talking to you like I'm in a cafe right now. I'm sick and tired of politics for a minute. I can't take it anymore. I'd rather talk about what's on my mind. Pasta, the dog, meatballs. You know what I'm saying? How to raise children, keep them from becoming bums the best you can. You know, anyone from gone from riches to rags. What happened? Everyone wants to hear the other man's tragedy. It makes them feel better. You know, anyone who inherited money and wound up a bum, that they want to hear. It'll make them feel better today. Where was I before I got distracted? I forgot, but I was talking about Don Travolta and the 80s disco music. No, the thing is, it's very pleasant to drive. It's a rhythm. If you play disco while driving a car, let's say a reasonable 60 miles an hour on a highway, it creates a certain rhythm. The dog likes it. I get depressed listening to piano concertos. If I tune around on the radio dial for various things, I jump from AM, FM to the Marine Weather Band. It's an interesting symphony that I play.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco police are using social media to alert people to a sexual predator who has moved into the neighborhood. They put his picture and criminal history on Facebook and Twitter. A secret settlement has been reached between two women fighting over the Monte Sereno estate of the late painter Thomas Kincaid. It's not known whether the mansion goes to Kincaid's widow or his live-in girlfriend. And Vice President Joe Biden will be meeting tomorrow with law enforcement officers from around the country. He's leading a task force that will look at ways of reducing gun violence. Taking a look at the roadways, have an accident, actually debris, northbound 680 Bernal Avenue. Looks like some furniture in the right lane. Couple of sedans pulled over to the right side. One of the cars may have hit one of the couches. Watch out. Sounds like a mess. Southbound 101, Rangstorff Avenue. A crash. Three cars involved. They're pulling off to the right side. Earlier accident. Injuries involved. Eastbound Ford Hillcrest still blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
The majority of those who died today were children.
We won't pretend we know what you're feeling.
Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
But we invite you to tell us.
This is like a bad dream.
Because silence...
And now you just want to wake up.
...can be a lonely place. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We'll get through this. Together.
Golfers are like snowflakes. Each one is different, and each one needs just the right golf gear for their game. Because no one wants to watch a snowflake melt down.
Oh, come on!
Yeah. Oh, my. Thankfully, there's Golfsmith. This holiday, help your snowflake get the gift that fits with exclusive free gift card offers up to $50 when you buy select tailor-made Adidas and Ashworth golf gear. Only at Golfsmith. Drop by any of the 5 Bay Area Golfsmith stores today.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Introducing Kidde Worry-Free Smoke Alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery offers 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. And they're designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Rest easy with Kidde's Worry-Free Alarms, only at the Home Depot.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offer and Compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area.
Sometimes I'm driving in and I play a talk show host. I can take about a minute. A minute is all I can take. I have no idea what they're talking about. I swear to God, I listen to another talk show host. I don't know what. How can you listen? So I turn it off and I switch to FM. Then I go to disco music or hard rock. Then I jump from hard rock. The worst part of radio is when the disc jockeys try to get clever. Oh, boy, should they never go off script. They sound like Obama when he drops the teleprompter. So when they do that, when the disc jockeys jump from the music to, like, trying to get human and talk, you have no idea how bad it is. I turn to the weather band. I listen to the Marine Forecast, which is pleasant. Did anyone see the segment Locked Up Abroad with the Hasidic King of Coke? I thought it was very well done. I don't believe it. I don't think it was true. It's like another reality show that's fake. They show the guy back in the 80s. He was smuggling coke like crazy. He became a coke king because he was wearing the religious garb. Then he got nailed and he put in the jail in Sao Paulo. So within a couple of days, a guy tries to stab him to death with a knife. Little Jewish guy with payas. Then all of a sudden he says, the guy didn't know what I could do with my hands. But because I was a little kid in Brooklyn, my father sent me to Aikido. And it shows him twisting this big murderer in a Sao Paulo prison with a 9-inch blade, twisting him around on his knife and saying, let it go, let it go. And if you don't, and he dropped him down and the knife went through his stomach and came out his back. Who? I can't believe that. You really believe that story? So all the reality shows are fake. It's all fake. Even the how many locked up abroad people? You're supposed to have sympathy for drug dealers? That's the one paradox of the Nat Geo used to be great in the old days. All they had were topless women from, you know, like from the third world and like glaciers and kangaroos. And you were able to like look at, you know, in junior high school, you may believe you're interested in glaciers and geology, but you're looking at it beginning. So it was softcore porn. It was always softcore porn, Nat Geo, in some ways. How do you think they built the business up? It was like allowed. You were allowed to look. Look, guys did that, whether you want to know it or not. So that now Nat Geo is suddenly the Earth's coming to an end. Either the Mayan calendar or a comet's about to hit. Every night the world's coming to an end. The sea's going to rise. It's going to swamp Al Gore's ranch in Tennessee. Tipper's going to have to get a new canoe. It's going to be Tippy Canoe and Tyler too. Every day another fright job on Nat Geo. The latest thing is the locked up abroad. How many stories are made up today? Every one of those stories are not real. Do you believe them? But it's everyone's worst nightmare. Everyone in the first world is afraid of winding up in a jail in the third world. So it taps into your core fear of the nightmare that could occur to you, right? You know you couldn't survive in a jail like that. How could you survive there? You can't even survive in a prison here. There's certain ways. I had a guy on. You remember that guy who came on the show years ago from Marin County? I'm not going to mention names. He was a mortgage guy, and he got caught as a fraudster 20 years ago, put him in San Quentin. I had him on the show. I said, how did you survive in San Quentin? He came on this show. Nice guy, really nice guy. He did his time. And he said, I befriended the biggest guy in jail. I said, well, what did you have to offer him? And he said, I offered him the ability to read law books and write letters on his behalf. And as a result, I was protected, which is very interesting. I don't know that still goes on. But everyone listening to the show probably in the back of their mind knows that the government, being what it is, you're only one breath away from being arrested for something, living in the police state that we live in. We live in a crypto police state. Everyone listening to this show knows that this government is so oppressive, federal, state, and local, that or you're a breath away from being arrested for nothing. Nothing. Trumped-up charges, real charges, fake charges. We're all terrified of the police state. And the prisons are used basically as a weapon to frighten everybody. You know the prison population is disproportionate to the actual crimes. You know that the drug war is a failure. You know that when we have over a million people incarcerated in this country, something is wrong with a so-called democracy, which we're not, when you have a million people incarcerated. It's insanity. And that leads us to the next. Well, what's this? The million people are in jail. They smoked three joints in 1973 and they're still in prison while it's legalized across the country with the fake, medical marijuana laws. It's insanity. So there's a lot of problems here, and everyone's afraid of the prison system. And you hear it from both sides. The prison unions lobby the legislators within, and they don't want to change the laws. And you hear both sides of the law. So what do you want to talk about in the South? Oh, the movie. I got that distracted. I'm getting bad ADD today. It's like a bad ADD day because I should have had more protein for breakfast. I skip breakfast. I'm like having a slight ADD-like reaction on the radio. Because I'm famous for the stream of consciousness. What you don't know is it's probably a disorder of some kind. That if you're really a normal American, you have no capacity for a stream of consciousness. In fact, the tremendous ability with a stream of consciousness is the mark of some kind of mental disorder. A good American thinks about one thing at a time and sticks to it for at least 6 hours a day in like a moat in the mire, stuck in your cubicle, thinking only of your job or whatever. But I could never do that. I always felt confined by thinking. I felt confined by religion. I felt confined by no religion. I felt confined by hippies. I felt unconfined by hippies. I felt confined by parents. I felt unconfined by parents. I felt confined by my parents' death. Then I felt unconfined by my parents' death. I felt confined by the cemetery. Then I felt unconfined by the cemetery. I feel confined by religious people. Then I feel unconfined by religious people. Isn't that wonderful to have a fluid mind like this? So what I was trying to tell you is I saw a great movie, a little piece of it, the last 5 minutes, which are the best amongst the best. Ben Gazzara, The Killing of a Chinese Bookie, one of the most amazing films ever made. John Cassavetes directed. But Ben Gazzara and Cassavetes were an amazing combination. You know that movie? Don't call about it, but try to catch that one. I've recommended a few movies in my life. The Killing of a Chinese Bookie. Ben Gazzara plays a small Los Angeles nightclub owner. Seedy club, couple of strippers, a guy who has a top hat, who's, you know, Mr. Sophisticate, who tells the bad jokes, like a burlesque house kind of. But it's set in the 70s, right? And he gets into some gambling debt to some Chinese triad, and he is given the option of either being whacked himself or killing a Chinese bookie. And the whole movie is about this ordinary night. He's an ordinary, like, club owner. He's not a killer, but he's got his back up against the wall, so he chooses to live rather than to die. So the whole movie is how he's going to get over the fence, through the bodyguards, and kill this guy. It's such an amazingly well-crafted movie. And if you're like me, I like street scenes when it was filmed with real cameras before video. Nothing against video, because it's amazing. HD cameras are astounding. But there's something about the film quality, Sunset Boulevard. So how he goes, gets over the gates, and the girls, the before the Silicon, the girls, you know, it was like women before Silicon are in that movie. That's like a pre-Silicon, P.S. So it was like women, P.S., pre-Silicon. That's a good part of the movie. Ben Gazzara has to be one of the, you want to use the word cool? Ben Gazzara was the epitome of cool. He actually was on a level of Frank Sinatra, incidentally. And in this movie, he plays such a smooth guy. There's not a blip in it. I wish to God I could do it. It's like my thing is coming up September 22nd, and I'm going to ask you about that. I'm not sure I want to do it. It's like booked. I have to do it now. I don't know if I want to do it. I have ambivalence towards it. Should I do it? Will you attend? Won't you attend? I know it'll be sold out at the Marin Veterans Auditorium September 22nd. I'm pretty sure it'll be sold out, but like 90 minutes I'm going to stand up there and entertain you? I don't know if I could do that. I'm a radio host. Radio is different than stand-up. In other words, I'm used to talking for 10, 12 minutes of spritz, and then I go to a break. I also have callers. What am I going to do with you for 90 minutes? So that's the interesting thing. How do I do the breaks? There's no breaks. Now, I've done live performances, the greatest stress on earth. I really admire entertainers, I'll tell you the truth. Forget their politics. I don't know how they do it. Well, they're coked up, or they're on crack. There's no other explanation for someone who could stand up for 60 minutes and make a fool of himself. Without committing suicide immediately thereafter. I mean, you can't do it on a ham sandwich and sushi. So something's fueling a guy who can do it for 60, 90 minutes. It's a pretty rough operation. As you can see, I gave you a machine gun approach to talk radio. I've given you about 3,000 topics. Any one of them is potentially a call. Any one of those topics could have touched somebody in the audience in some manner. And I'm glad I did. Now, Teddy is asleep under my feet. He had chicken today, grilled chicken up at the restaurant out there in the sun. I had a salad and the pasta with the best marinara sauce. Finally, they got it right. Me and my sauces, my God, Maron, you. Every day is another story with me and sauce. It's not good. It's not like yesterday. How come it wasn't? Why'd you change it? I didn't change it. It's the same. How come you added? Oh, the guitarist is here again today? I'll be right back.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE, promo code SAVAGE, and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I don't know. Is there something wrong with me? I feel good. What's wrong with me? I should not feel good. You've got communism raging across the land from the White House to the outhouse. I feel good. I don't understand it. I had a good time today. I fed the dog chicken. He liked it. I had to give him a bath when I got back from the walk. Oh, I got a new HD video, camera. So I was walking in the streets of San Francisco. I did my tour talking into the camera. His favorite buildings, favorite alleys, favorite scenes. The Transamerica Tower, certain parks, certain statues. The great statue of Georgia O'Keeffe by Marisol. Very few people know it's there. The incredible piece of sculpture by... of the pelican by Benny Bufano. I mean, there's some great art in the streets of San Francisco. I don't think people even know who these artists are. And then the scenes that I see. One day I'll, you know, put them on my internet. We're talking about various and sundry topics from riches to rags. Any topic is fair game. I'd rather avoid topics that have to do only with politics. They're a little boring, dull, predictable, and very, 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 very boring. So let's go to the callers. Larry in New York. What's on your mind, Larry?
Yeah, hi there, Michael. I want to say, although I agree wholeheartedly with your message, I was offended several times when you boasted with pride how you bought a chicken breast for your dog. I mean, when there are people starving in the world, is it not good enough to ask the restaurant for the scraps from people's plates to give to your dog? Do you have to...
Larry, come on, you're pulling my leg. You don't own a dog, do you?
I had a dog for 13 years that I loved more than anything, and I never...
And you were so cheap that you fed him scraps rather than a chicken breast?
I gave him dog food, is what I gave her.
Actually. Oh, so why are you self-righteous about dog food? What do you think that comes from?
I don't know what it comes from, but
you don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a mockery of you, but my friend, dog food is not made by Obama. The government doesn't manufacture it out of the molecules in the air. It's from slaughtered animals. What do you think dog food is?
Okay, but there are people that there you could feed a family of four on a 10
so wait, so wait, let me see if I understand you. I go to the restaurant. I'm ordering pasta and a salad, and I say to my friend Lorenzo, give him a chicken breast, no salt and pepper. I should take the chicken breast and walk around San Francisco looking for a homeless person?
No, I mean, on moral grounds, you shouldn't order an entree in a restaurant for a dog. I think a lot.
Why shouldn't? What do you mean, I shouldn't? You're paying for it?
What about your audience who can't afford, some of the people who can't afford to go to restaurants? Don't you want to garner their support, too, from the poorer class?
Wait, this is crazy. So when I order a hamburger for my dog in a restaurant, that's your business, too?
I think it's everybody's business. It's a humanitarian point. There are people starving in Africa. For $10, you could feed a family for a week.
Now you're pulling my leg. So you mean I should fly over Africa in a jet plane and drop McDonald's bags down there? What are you talking?
Well, you could send the $10 over there. That'll be a lot easier.
Who in Africa should get the $10? Obama's uncle? If you have Obama's uncle's address in Kenya, I'll send him a $10 bill.
So the next time
he stops for a traffic ticket, he can see if he can smear the cop. All right, thanks for the call. That's an interesting call. It's very funny. The people starving in Africa. Yeah, right. Okay. They're not starving in Africa. They're not starving. No one's starving. All the UN food. How about all of the waste and fraud in the UN? Where does that money go to? That's where you should be directing your ire. Not that I buy my dog a chicken breast. Chicken breast. Getting tongue-tied from it all. Chris in New York, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
I have a rag-to-riches story.
Go ahead.
I worked hard most of my life, and I was fired from my job because I have diabetes, and there's no laws to protect working guys like me.
They actually fired you? Wait, that's a violation of the ADA. You could get a lawyer.
The ADA was just overlooked by a federal judge in Brooklyn.
Wait, hold it. Let me see. How long ago did this happen, Chris?
Oh, this happened quite a while ago. I went to court with it in 2003.
Yeah, but the ADA was in force in 2003.
It was, in the American Family Medical Leave Act, too, which was circumvented. All right.
I don't understand. You mean they fired you saying you had diabetes and that's the reason they fired you?
They said I was taking off days, but what happened to me was it affected my vision for a while, and I refused to go to work or go down the train with my tracks as a conductor on a New York City subway train.
In other words, it was a disability-related absence. I agree with you.
Well, the union didn't do much to help me. That's why I don't like unions and the system.
I got to tell you something. I'm a former teacher, and when I had trouble with management, the union stabbed me in the back. They took the side of management.
That's what Transport Workers Union did here in New York City.
They're all the same. They always pretend they're for the worker, but they take the side of management. So did you retire with a pension or what?
I tried to fight it in court just to get my pension, and I lost in Second Circuit Court.
Oh, my God. So you don't even have a pension after all those years?
I ended up on disability after being on welfare, which I didn't want to be on.
That's awful. Now, look. This is an injustice. The ADA was written to help people with real illnesses, not the fakers. So you have my sympathy. I'm sorry I can't help you. As you know, the chasm between the law and justice is insurmountable. If you're going to look for justice and the law, you're never going to find it. This was explained to me a long time ago, that law and the justice and the law are two different things. You know, as Samuel Johnson, the great 18th century essayist, wrote, the law is an ass. And that's absolutely true. Law has almost nothing to do with justice. It's written for almost for itself. It's a trick. It's a trick game. What else do you want to talk about? Peggy, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
That last caller that said you had the nerve to buy your dog a chicken breast. We feed ours chicken breast all the time, Michael. I want you to know that I appreciate you.
I buy at least two chickens a week in the supermarket, and I eat it, and the dog eats it. I mix it with his dry food, and I put carrots in there.
We do too. Ours love broccoli also, and one of them. We have two Maltese, and one of them likes to throw.
It's funny. I heard some dogs like broccoli. Teddy hates broccoli. He'll eat carrots, but he won't eat broccoli. I guess he didn't listen to George Bush about the broccoli part. But
I will tell you this.
He's a fiscal poodle. He's a fiscally conservative poodle.
Yes, that's great.
Thanks for the call. No more dog calls. That's all. The kiss of death. They say the poodle is amongst the smartest breeds. Who knows? Everyone thinks their kid's the smartest. Their dog is the smartest. We don't know. Speaking of, you want to hear a funny dog story? I'm walking a dog today in the city. I have one of those roller leashes. I keep him close. I let him run. He pees in every five. He's 11 pounds. He doesn't miss a pole. He doesn't miss a fire hydrant, a pole, a lamppost, a bush, a wall. Every 10 feet, he's driving me crazy. It's incomprehensible that a dog this small could have that much water in his body. And it gets me crazy because I like to walk fast. So I'm passing a group of yakkers coming into North Beach. You know the type of idiots who block the sidewalk? Like a bunch of girls. They don't shut up. And I didn't want to say I'm on your left. I just didn't even want to talk to them. I kind of squirm around them with the dog, and one of them accidentally kicks the dog in her stride. I didn't see it. I didn't hear a yelp. And she starts to laugh. And she's like, look at that. I kicked the dog. I got so mad. I turned around and I said, what are you laughing for? What are you laughing for? I said, if you're a human being, your response wouldn't be that of laughter. You kick a little dog and you think it's funny? Yeah, well, the smile went off her face. But that, I mean, what are you supposed to do? It was an accident, right? But the response was inappropriate. And what I'm getting at is we have a lot of disconnect between reality and fantasy and humanity in San Francisco and every city in America. But you see, I have anger control. Believe me, and that could have been dog rage. It could have been walk rage. It could have been roller rage. It could have been any rage that I wanted it, but I controlled it. I said what I had to say, okay, but I didn't do anything. I mean, that girl really deserved to have something more than me saying it to her. But, you know, it would have happened, right? And I'm not a violent person. But see, it's a different kind of show today. It's a beautiful day. It's the 19th of July already. Normal people are on vacation. Sane people are either swimming right now or enjoying a glass of alcohol somewhere. I'm on radio, and if you're listening to me, it means that you also are a working stiff. 600-year-old bras discovered. Revolutionary finding in the world of underwear at Austrian Castle. You hear this? This is a news story. Is that really a true story? 600-year-old linen bras found in Austrian Castle. Why is that a news story? The Archaeological Institute of the University of Innsbruck shows a medieval bra. The bra is commonly thought to be little more than 100 years old. As corseted women abandoned rigid fashion and opted for the more natural look. But that timeline is about to be revised with the discovery of four brassieres from the Middle Ages in a debris-filled vault of an Austrian castle. It indicates the bra was already worn around 600 years ago. I don't understand it. I think brassieres are very bad on it. I mean, I don't want to get into lewd, stupid jokes, but truthfully, if I were a woman, I wouldn't wear a brassiere. I think they're damaging to a woman's breasts, frankly.